Howdy, Joel Pearl. How's it going, Mark?
Oh, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm good on this blessed National Cowboy Shit Day.
Oh, I forgot my hat.
We are in the wrong nation, so I don't think it goes for us. It is a National Cowboy Shit Day, and we're not in the United States of America.
Well, you know what? As the official Canadians of the bunch, you and I, we are the new representatives of wrestling in Canada. That's us. That's what we're going to take it right now.
Ambassadors, and if you will.
The ambassadors. And we are going to make a proclamation that National Cowboy Shit Day moved to International Cowboy Shit Day. What say you, Tim? Do you agree with this?
Do
you
second this? I do agree with this. I do second it. We speak for all nations on earth. Cowboy Shit Day in North Korea. Boom.
That sounds awful, but you know, doesn't sound awful is tossing us a thumbs up on the video. Why don't you go ahead, do that right now, and you can leave a comment while you're here on the video, off the video, in the chat. Come and say hi. If you are listening to us for the first time, welcome. We are Tim and Joel. I'm Joel, that's Tim. And you can subscribe to the channel as well. We talk about wrestling. We do it all the time, not just here Wednesdays and Sundays at noon Eastern, but also in our Discord, where there is a link in the video description. You can join it for free. Come and hang out with us sometime. We'd love to have you. We love growing our little community into a bigger community with your help.
I love growth.
I also love growth. And if you love growth, you got to pay me for that. I had spent for that segue. Tim, there wasn't a lot that happened since Sunday in wrestling. No,
we got two shows. We did a watch along for the Saturday thing, and then we did a show on Sunday, and we talked our little hearts out, and that's
we what did well.
Raw happened, NXT happened.
I enjoyed NXT. I enjoyed NXT.
Yeah, I thought it had a lot of good moments. I'm concerned for Dexter Lumis's future.
Okay, well, so we can hop right in there. We opened the show. It was Tony D.
Taking on
Dexter Lumis. I'll tell you right now, I saw, it was obvious to me that Tony D'Angelo was going to get the win.
Oh, same. No dispute on that. What makes me concerned for Dexter Lumis's future is that everyone who's gotten on screen injured recently hasn't so very much come back. So.
Oh, no. I think in his case, I think it might be a little different. I think in his case,
it is,
he
because
might.
It absolutely is because, yeah. You know, they did the whole indie thing. It's just, it's scary when people get wrist injuries and never come back.
It is. But you also, you know, let's keep in mind, because some people are absolutely agreeing with you and saying, like, I fear for Lumis's main roster, whatever. You know what? If he ends up on the main roster soon,
I don't think he's going up. I think he'll be. I just don't think he has a future in WWE, sadly.
I do think that there's a future there because his character is so over the top, strange and comic book like. That they want that.
It's going to be the boogeyman, though. It's going to be like a couple of years of 5-second gags and then sayonara.
I don't know. I think what they were doing with the picture, having him reveal the sleeping with the fishes as he went to the ring. I think that's something that he could do once in a while for big matches once he's on main roster. They're
going to
give him that opportunity.
Yeah, they better. They absolutely should. I'm rooting for him. I love the guy. I think he's great. I want to see him on the main roster.
And I understand the trepidation from most because, A, we know how wrestlers are typically treated going from NXT up to main. And also we understand that, you know, he's with Johnny Gargano and Johnny Gargano is, by all senses, not sticking around NXT. What that means will be up to him. If he wants to be a dad and stay at home, if he wants to work for another company, that's on him. But because of his association with Johnny, at least in the storyline, we don't know how a main roster reveal would look for Dexter Lumis.
Yeah. Hiding in the rafters. Someone will open a closet and boom, there's Dexter Lumis.
It's Sting. Oh no, that's Boa. My bad. Yeah. With the face paint stuff. Anyway, Tony D and Dexter have the match. Tony D wins. He remains undefeated, which plays into what we'll talk about later when we talk about War Games. And we're going to talk about potential for Team 1.0, 2.0 versus Team Dakota Kai / Toxic Attraction and Raquel Gonzalez. We're going to talk about that very shortly. Running down the rest of the show, we had Trick Williams and Mello come out afterwards. And Johnny was like, hey, I want my North American championship. And then Trick and Mello were like, nah, screw you. And then Pete Dunne's all like, I don't care. I just want to beat you.
Yeah, it's like, we're the same age, bro.
I signed my contract. What are you doing? And next thing you know, we have a triple threat next week for the North American Championship. It's Dunn, Gargano, and Melo. I'm excited for that. I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds great. That sounds very good.
I really much enjoy it. I want to put this up on the screen, but you can't see it on StreamYard. But I know, I know it's this. I know it's the fingers.
That's anyway. Very funny. Yeah, the one thing from that segment was Carmelo Hayes thinking that his catchphrase that they continue to bombard us with was so over, and it just did not really.
That poor bastard.
I mean, they made him do it. They had to make him do it. There's no way he's that much a fool that thinks that just because they say something 800 times that the fans are going to parrot it back. Like, you're listening week after week to the CWC chant for both people for every damn match. Like, there's no hope in hell that you're going to get a resounding response to that slug line or whatever the slogan. It's catchphrase.
It's not a bad line. I mean, it's just like, no, Melo, it's don't catchy. Miss.
I'm just sick of hearing it.
Like, yeah, I just
they're not using it organically. They're using it like they're trying to sell T-shirts, and it's annoying.
It was a little strange. Speaking of strange, for some reason, Joe Gacy wants to work with the Diamond Mine. Joel Gacy wants to be part of Diamond Mine. My cardio, my MMA training is not nearly as good. But if Malcolm Bivens can get me there, I will do it for
$837.50. Yeah. Okay. $837.50. I think he just wants to donate $837.50 to Malcolm Bivens for some reason.
Fine by me. Malcolm Bivens is worth every bit of that $8.30. Oh my God. $837.50.
We're going to be totally wrong. And I've just leaned so hard into this.
Someone else is just like, it's $842.
Yeah, exactly. Like, someone's going to correct us. Someone's watching it back somewhere. Right now. Be like, I'm going to get these sons of bitches.
I wish we were big enough that some dork would just tell us. Yeah, they got the numbers wrong. They don't like wrestling.
We got them, boys. We got them.
We got them. Anyway, by the way, shout out to Joe Gacy, who's stealing my screen caps and using them on his tweets.
Yes.
We're getting one step closer to him.
One day. Soon he'll give you credit for taking those screen caps. Do people deserve credits for? No, not
no. It's just a steal. I took a photo of a thing that he's acting in, and he just reused
you took a photo of you took a photo of a moving picture. Like, yeah, that's not art.
So I hope you all buy my Joe Gacy NFT.
Oh, the reverse happened.
That's right.
Big Papa Penguin just saved us. The number was right. We were correct. No! We ain't getting gut tonight.
Damn it!
Hey. And we can have a little bit of faith in humanity because that was positive. That was a positive wrestling community interaction.
So the Diamond Mine beat the shit out of Jacket Time and Odyssey Jones until Jones beats the 205 Live Cruiserweight Champion.
Soon to be 305 Live.
Manifesting, my friend, the 305 Live title. Please, please do it. It was a fun match. Listen, I get that people want to shit on Jacket Time, but also they're good. They're fun wrestlers. Odyssey Jones being part of this team, I like it because it's just, it's so wrong, but it's so right. These two little guys.
I feel like it lends
big guy,
some
Zilla
sort
guy.
Of, yeah, I feel like it lends some sort of legitimacy to Jacket Time.
You trying to say that because they're so little, Jacket Time is irrelevant?
A little bit. I mean, that's what Vince thinks. So I don't know. Probably not wrong. They spent the whole time talking about Roderick Strong's power. And it's like, I mean, he had it before. He's like, he didn't have this before training in Diamond Mine. It's like, it's the same moveset. What are you on about, Wade? Shut up.
By the way, Tim, Penguin loves it when you call him Big Papa.
Oh, I'm going to keep calling him Big Papa because why not?
You know who's calling their Nan, and that's Grizzled Young Veterans. Calling their Nana and showing off the NXT women's tag titles. What's the
they're grift? On some sort of Nana scamming grift? Scamming grift, my God. Redundant.
It's called Nanapalooza, by the way.
Nanapalooza. All yes. Right. Wasn't it Nanacon? I thought it was Nanacon.
No, but that's an amazing idea.
Because they're conning Nana. I don't know.
Oh, I thought Nanacon was when you get all these like
not a convention.
Conventioners, grandmas together.
Hey, copyright, patent pending.
Yes, that's ours. You can buy it later. There was someone sleeping on the couch behind them. I don't know if you noticed that.
I thought they were two dummies, like, no, like mannequins.
I thought so too, but they were wearing bunny slippers and like with their, they were facing the couch and sleeping. Someone was there.
It was just one person. I thought it was like two people in like a 60.
I think they were hiding something. I think that was someone holding a pillow. I thought it was, I thought it's maybe Robert Stone.
Yeah, could be. He showed up this week, clientless, conspicuously clientless.
And very much how you say flock of seagulls haircutted.
Yeah, big hair, big poof hair. Good stuff.
Very poofy. That's cool. Speaking of poofy, MSK, they're taking flights now. Yeah. They can afford the flights. You know why they can afford flights, Tim? They get paid on the 1st and 15th.
Oh.
Yesterday was the 16th. They're just really bad with their money.
Yeah, that I believe. Seems like a paycheck to paycheck thing. All the supplies.
They're going to meet the shaman. They told him it's a master of tag teams. Who do you think that is?
They let it slip. They didn't want to talk about it.
So who could it be, Tim? Who is the master of tag teams that's going to join MSK?
Freaking Jeff Hardy.
Ah, he's too busy doing stuff.
Yeah. Is he, though?
Busy enough.
Is that stuff what he's doing?
He's going to be on the Survivor Series team. He's going to be the sole survivor for his team. And he's going to go on to face the Tribal Chief in a Tables, Ladders, and Chairs match at day one.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. 100% correct. All right. Who's a master of tag teams?
So here's the thing. It's got to be someone who's a pothead and a master of tag teams.
RVD.
I like Dan saying it's Edge, especially because Beth Phoenix is part of this whole NXT thing. That's a good idea. I like that shout.
Yeah.
If anyone else in the chat has ideas, let it fly, because I can tell you my two. The obvious one is RVD.
No, it's not RVD. He's not a master of tag teams. Who do you team with? Sabu?
But he's a master of way too much pot.
That he is. Absolutely. Please don't. No, but he won't do anything without what's her name now. So I don't think.
Riddle is the other one. There you go. I mean, he's a master of tag teams right now.
Right now.
And my other guy is X-Pac.
That seems believable to me.
Yes, because they continuously wear DX colors. They're not going to do it with anyone else. They can't do it with Billy Gunn, tell you that much. He's a little busy in another company.
He's too busy with his ass boys.
Road Dogg, I mean, Road Dogg's part of NXT, but I feel
he's recovering right now, isn't he?
He is, but he's also... I don't know if he's the right fit. I don't know. He's one guy that could be like my dark horse, but you can't build the shaman and then have it be Road Dogg. I don't think people would care. I don't think people would care about X-Pac either.
Is X-Pac TV ready though right now? I don't know what state he's in. He's good? Okay.
He
was good. Yeah. Last time I saw him was at one of the induction ceremonies. And he was fine. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He's active. He's still talking about wrestling, part of the family. He would be a guy that I could see come in. I think the money is on RVD for the popularity of RVD, but I can see it being X-Pac because it's X-Pac who is like DX affiliated. MSK are like DX, you know, babies.
Adjacent. Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah. They're the children of all these DX guys. So we'll see. That's who I could see it being.
I'd lean X-Pac, but we'll see.
I'll tell you who it's not.
Me.
It's not Zion Quinn and it's not Andre Chase. And man, did Zion Quinn beat the brakes off of Andre Chase.
You can really tell who all the faith is behind. So transparent what they're doing.
Love Andre Chase.
He's a
right? Right?
Zion That's Quinn. Handsome man Zion Quinn. Very handsome.
So, handsome Quinn then gets taken down by our returning man. We stand Tasma. The God of the Phantasma's back, and Santos Escobar comes out, says, nobody messes with us. Nobody says no to Electra Lopez. And then Lopez is just like, I'm going to beat your ass. And then they knock him out, and that's it. That's the whole thing.
It's not very PC. Joe Gacy should get involved.
Joe Gacy should get involved. I think Joe Gacy should get involved in every high school problem NXT has, of which there are many, because I've made the allusion before. NXT 2.0 is high school.
Yeah. It is Degrassi. It is, what are the other stupid shows?
It's Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell.
It's Breaker High.
Breaker High is a thing. And we got a Braun Breaker, which is probably the entire inspiration that came for this terrible name.
The main event, Braun Breaker High. We're going to do it on a boat.
Blech.
Anyway. So that was that match. I'm telling you, every time you watch NXT, look at it through the eyes of a high school drama / comedy.
You got the stoner kids who kind of exist off and apart from everyone else. That's great.
A high school counselor as an NXT 2.0 character, as Ahmad Dan says, perfect. It works on so many levels. Andre Chase is a professor at, let's just say, it's a prep school and not
just a university. Joe Gacy is already skirting that line, a high school counselor, but like there psychopath. Like high school counselor meets wrestling is crazy high school counselor, right? So
it's yeah. Buffy seasons 1-3. There you go. Drew got it.
I can't wait for the musical episode.
Oh my God, it's going to be delicious. But I'm telling you, if you look at NXT through those eyes, I almost guarantee you in some ways, it will be more enjoyable. People crossing each other on the hallways, going from the back to the ring. That's what they do between classes. And then they
random
have
people sleeping on couches. Yeah.
Random people sleeping on couches, sleeping with each other. I'm telling you, man, NXT 2.0 is high school, and it
you
makes
got the hot
sense.
Chicks like you're, what and it's who is the writing staff? I'm curious to see, are we able to find that?
Probably I think not, Ryan Ward is still part of the writing staff.
Okay, well I'd be curious to see if they've down. Hired on some people who were like explicitly from this background, because it is pretty on the nose.
And that's the idea here, is that the main roster is leveling up. That is your well, you went to the wrong high schools then. I'm telling you, 2.0, it's high school. It's every high school drama you've ever seen. It's Boston Public. Nobody watched
yeah,
that
it's
show.
Boston Public. Mike, was that a Shatner show? No. Yeah, that, Boston. I'm thinking of Boston Legal.
Boston Public was with the big guy who had a thing in the season of House.
No, like, I mean, no one's high school was this, but like, it's these stupid high school shows that are not at all representative of high school.
Joshi wrestlers as foreign exchange students.
100%. And they're just weird and goofy and everyone loves them, and there's no racism or shittiness about it.
Yeah. And Saray has since transferred away.
This is a good bit. True. We're going to keep this up.
this is NXT. And I swear to God, I'm going to reach out to someone who knows people at NXT and just be like, can you please just confirm this for me? Is it high school?
Y'all run the tape on this? Y'all been watching that Degrassi? When's the Drake character coming in?
Oh my God, they got to put someone in a wheelchair is what you're
Zoe
saying.
Zoe Stark. They put an injured person on TV for the first time in forever. Boom.
Oh my God, where are our friends from the Degrassi Rewind show when we need them?
Oh man.
Anyway, I'm just trying to go. So they do the crossover. The crossover is the poker game.
But
I didn't like it. I don't know about you.
I mean, I said, are they going to play heads up poker, which is the worst thing ever? Because it doesn't matter. There's two people and the pace should be very quick. So instead, we get one single round of terrible heads up poker going back and forth. We know, oh man, it was just, it was silly. And it like, what frustrated me is like the haircutting after the fact.
Yes.
Is he going to come back next week clean shaven with short hair? Cause like he didn't even get that screwed up. He got a trim on his beard and his hair is still long. Like,
so that's the one thing about this whole segment just went on long. I was convinced they were going to have some sort of crossover with Toxic Attraction because they are the crossover queens. They open shows, they close shows. They're all over the main parts of NXT. Yeah. I thought that they were going to do the crossover. Not the case.
Nada.
Cameron Grimes is an excellent promo wrestler, so on and so forth. A great character. It made sense to put him there. But what didn't make sense was how long that segment lasted and the fact that they had him do this. The haircut spot was especially weird, like you said, because they didn't give him a haircut, they gave him like a trim, and they've done that before.
Yeah, and that's the thing. But then they come back and they have a wildly different appearance and it's totally unjustified because they couldn't because they spent all that time playing stupid heads up poker instead of taking the time to give him some clippers and actually do some damage. Like,
I feel like they were gonna do it, but they just, I don't know. I don't think they knew how to make it as dramatic, or it meant nothing. And Cameron Grimes is just getting a regular ass haircut for free,
which is also fine. If he comes back and he just looks normal and he's just like, that was a little bit rude, like, that's fine.
Oh, could you imagine? Dude, works for me. That was the rudest thing that's ever happened to me. And LA Knight comes out and he's like, I did it to you. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't like the segment, but I understood kind of where they were going. It was just the wrong spot.
Yeah. Again, can't stress enough, heads up poker is terrible to watch. It's terrible to play, terrible to watch. You need at least three people at a table.
Vince McMahon somewhere in the last few weeks has been tipped off that the World Series of Poker was a thing.
Yeah, apparently.
He's just, and he's binge watching it. He's not booking Raw. He's not booking SmackDown. Anytime someone comes up to him with an eye, he's like, go see Bruce. I'm really watching Kevin Hart. Do you know this? This Kevin Hart actor. You know that he does poker? He's pretty good at it.
Oh, boy.
I don't know what to say anymore with this guy, with this whole segment. But I think we said all there is. I do know that I appreciate Kyle O'Reilly going up to Von Wagner and saying, hey, how about you on SmackDown, huh? And Von Wagner being like, oh, yeah.
Don't worry about it.
shut your mouth.
Don't call attention to it.
Do you want them to fire me? God damn. So anyway, at least Kyle O'Reilly, who is probably going to be on the December 1st episode of Dynamite from Duluth, Georgia. Congratulations, Steven Jensen. You'll see the debut of Kyle O'Reilly. They had a tag match, Kyle O'Reilly and Von Wagner.
Von Wagner. Terrible tights. Didn't realize before. Terrible tights. Got dump ass in them.
They were bad the first time. It was just
weird. I know. Yeah. I think they just need, you know, if you're going to make this guy a star, you better like get the seamstress in there.
Yeah. So they took on the BJs, Josh Briggs and Brooks Jensen. Brooks and Jensen, B and J. Brooks Jensen, BJ. It's a blowjob reference, Tim.
Hot. They're beer money. I don't care.
They are. They're beer money lights. They're light beer money.
They definitely are light beer money.
I like the idea of Von Wagner wrestling in jeans.
Just do that. Absolutely.
Like, problem with that. He, good. But there's a problem with that. Light beer money are also wrestling in jeans. Joe Gacy wrestles in jeans.
Man.
Anyway, tag match happens. Somehow Kyle O'Reilly and Von Wagner get the win, but because it was Von Wagner's entire like life, this match, he won. O'Reilly kind of just had the opening and then
he did some stuff. That was it. Yeah.
They're making it pretty damn obvious, Tim.
Why hide it?
Yeah, so for Drew saying he didn't realize KR didn't have a non-compete, this is just general. If
your contract
is up and you're not released, you do not have a non-compete. You can go anywhere you want. That's the same thing with Daniel Bryan. Why didn't Bryan?
Yeah, yeah.
Bryan took a sweet time. I think he just wanted a break. But yes, no non-compete if your contract just expires and does not get renewed. Or you choose not to renew. In this case, I think it is the latter. And then we see that they're going to do
quick Von Wagner and
Kyle O'Reilly versus Fabian Aichner and Marcel Bachtel from Imperium.
Yeah,
they're going to have a match. Probably next week. You think so? I mean, I don't like it. Von Wagner has to have... Well, hold on. What do? Do you pin Kyle on the way out so that Von Wagner can move up to SmackDown? Mm-hmm. It's the only way. But then Von Wagner afterwards beats the shit out of Imperium just to make himself look strong on the way out. Maybe you can skip
that part, but sure.
And then beats up Kyle O'Reilly because he never liked Kyle O'Reilly and they got to make him look bad on the way out.
New deal.
What if Kyle O'Reilly cleans everyone's clocks at the end of the match and suddenly we're all duped and he re-signs the contract?
And then feeds it to Von Wagner.
Pulls the contract out after the match, opens it up, and says, I'm never leaving. Shoves it in Von Wagner. Process this.
Yeah.
Oh, we're almost. Yeah, there we go. But in reality, yes, Imperium will pin Kyle O'Reilly 100%.
This happened so fast.
Lashing out with Last Legend.
It. What happened?
She got a set upgrade, Tim.
How did I? I don't think I.
Grayson Waller came out and he said,
"Okay, it was.
I know all about LA Knight."
Looking away. Okay.
So it was like a minute and a half segment. It was very quick. She was like, "Kaylee Ray broke the girl code," and then all of a sudden,
she ever gonna wrestle? Is she a wrestling person?
And it was like, okay.
Okay.
It was just a thing.
Well, yeah, that I know. But like, is the plan? Why bring in an athlete to act?
Well, she's not. She was a basketball player, as far as I remember. But she's, you know. You and I discussed this as like a...
Because it's so like dumb.
The Tony D'Angelo thing.
Yeah, and people were that so excited for Tony
D just as a character. It became a meme.
Which and is fine. Like, I just don't know.
Like, oh, shit, he's good.
Okay, yeah. But the intention is to eventually have her
And I wrestle, think that's what they're hoping right? for with Lash Legend.
Okay, yeah.
That's she what, will get so I was about over. To say, I don't know. But she's got to wrestle, too.
Mm-hmm.
oh yeah, nobody in wrestling is brought in as a manager anymore, except for Malcolm Bivens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, they all got to still Bivens take bumps. Is
probably the last manager hire you're going to see. And Bivens still trains. That's the thing. But yeah. Yeah, like Dan's pointing out, like the Waller and Knife feud could be ended. There are no good guys. It's just, yeah. Lash Legend podcast would be actually a lot of fun. I'm down with it. By the way, Lash Legend wasn't the only person to get an upgrade at NXT because the entire NXT arena was reshaped. I don't know if you noticed this.
I did not.
So they had the white walls for the longest time with just the big new NXT logo that has an LED board implanted in it. Now they've extended. They all have LEDs going across the entire back of that section. And you know what they did with that? They gave it a bunch of cool colors, as they usually would, the paintball colors. And now they have like a virtual crowd in the background just moving around just to make it look more full than it is. It's not bad.
Yeah, I didn't notice, so it's actually well done.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. It looks like there are people like on a scaffold up above where that NXT logo is.
Yeah.
Go back and watch it. You'll notice it. It's actually pretty cool. It's a good way to fill up the space. And like the faces are nondescript. There are no faces. It's just people.
It's just a blurred.
They did the same thing with the old SmackDown logo. If you watched, like it was when they debuted the new sets, the SmackDown logo went from floor to ceiling and they had like chairs of people as if they were watching from beyond the screen and made it look bigger. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's like the visual equivalent of Walla. So
cool. Yeah. Persia Parada took on Jenna Levy and Gabby Stevens.
I was like, please tell me their names because yes. I did not catch them.
They didn't give them. So I had to do a little bit of scouring. They're enhancement talent. One of them
We have a tag match, Indy. Go be with your husband. Let me squash these faceless individuals.
So I think someone said one of them was Casey Lennox. I don't know. Either way, Persia wins. And like you said, Robert Stone with his Flock of Seagulls haircut was watching on. It happened.
Okay.
Sure. Did you catch that at one point, Mackenzie Mitchell and what's his face at the desk? Oh my God, Vic Joseph. They had an interaction where one was throwing to the other. And it may have been before an interview, before this interview, where Vic was like, over to you, love, or Mackenzie like acknowledged, because they're together. They just got engaged.
Oh.
They like, it was a very awkward, like, over to you, smoothie pins. It was very interesting.
Oh my God. Yeah, I was not dialed in to the nuances of this episode, I guess.
Oh God, I'm being told that this episode broke me. Quite frankly, I enjoyed it.
It wasn't bad. Yeah, it was fine.
The second you stop taking wrestling seriously, the better it becomes. Next thing we know, what's in my notes here? Dakota Kai interview, the shovel, blah blah blah. It doesn't matter. And then Toxic Attraction.
She didn't twitch so much. That's nice.
She's
twitch a little. She didn't twitch as much in the interview.
Yeah, there we go. So there. Okay, so I wasn't wrong. Casey Lennox was one of the enhancement talent. So there you go.
There you go.
Video package. Yes. Oh my God. Casey and Caden are going to festivals in the pandemic.
Yes. They're the life of the party is their new team name.
Yes. They are the life of the party who never wear masks and forget their problems, get lost in the experience. And then they're bringing the party to everybody.
So, enjoy being in a division that no one cares about in the company that you work for.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. So he said, thanks, babe. As she threw it to the desk.
Yeah. Wade set it up, though, it says. So that's good.
I guess. It was funny.
Not out of nowhere.
No, but it's
weird. It's cringe, though.
It's high school. It's high school. I'm telling you. This would never happen on main roster. It happens there because there are relationships, people together. Carmella and Corey Graves don't acknowledge each other that way. Graves just like strokes off on commentary talking about
it's very irritating.
Yes. But there will never be like the two never come together to have a conversation on live TV. So yeah, hilarious. It's true. So Ciampa's in the back and he's just like, everyone sucks and I'm going to come and talk to them. And then out comes Ciampa and then out comes Bron Breakker and they're going to do the thing again. But this time everyone's 1.0 is calling out 2.0 and everyone wants to be the champion, but no one really wants to be the dominant champion. Are we setting up for 2.0 versus 1.0 at War Games, Tim?
Feels like it.
Well, all right then. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. Mr. Guy in the truck pulling up the win from Halloween Havoc.
Very kind of him. Good to have that on hand.
And then here's the big one. We got Chompa math. It's 1, 2, and 3, and I'm no math major, but from the sounds of it, you ain't either. You got less than 33 and 1/3 chance of taking this title from me. Chompa math.
I liked it.
Fine by me.
I'm glad that they switched it and it didn't come out of Bronze mouth.
It would have been too on the nose. Now he's got to do
exactly like
he's got to do like 63 1/3 chance or whatever it is.
He's just got to become his own dude. Like, that's fine.
He's going to come out wearing chainmail to the next fight that he has. Oh, my God. Or he's going to be wearing his dad's jacket. That's going to be, it's going to happen.
He can join jacket time. Boom.
Immediately. Oh, my God.
Oh, jacket time's time. Either it elevates jacket time or degrades Braun Breaker. Only time will tell.
Main event time. We've got Raquel Gonzalez, Dakota Kai. This was a better main event match than I've enjoyed over the last few weeks. I don't know about you.
Yeah, they gave him a healthy amount of time too. And then a very healthy amount of time post-match. But
yes. A whole lot of back and forth between Gonzalez and Kai. They have good chemistry. It's very big girl, little girl, and they know how to throw each other around. There was a really cool spot that I brought out on socials, and I never do this unless it's really interesting. There was like a stretch muffler.
Yeah.
And then instead of like powering her up for a power bomb, she just kind of brought her up and slammed her. And I like that.
Yes.
There's something to that. Good. Yeah. So next thing you know, they bring out the shovels, Tim. I don't know.
The line about it. And then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Using it. The threat of using it is like, all right, well, here comes the end.
Yeah. So they do the they bring out the shovels. They also use the exposed turnbuckle, which I like. They use the bottom turnbuckle, not the top. It was a different approach just to have her kind of hit her back and neck on the turnbuckle. Dakota Kai hit Raquel Gonzalez with something on the bottom rope. That's what it was. Gonzalez was the one who took the brunt of that. And then, of course, next thing we have the shovel come in, Toxic Attraction comes in, and Raquel Gonzalez technically gets the win.
Yeah.
We do a schmoz. We got Cora Jade with her little skateboard. Her little skateboard. And then Toxic Attraction beating them up. And then out comes Zoe Stark. And I'm like, did she work everyone? And then she did the most on-the-nose thing I've ever seen, Tim. The crutch of the EO and Stark tag team gave her literal crutch to her former tag teammate.
Here's where this makes some sense.
Tell me.
EO would not be out there if it weren't for her Jiminy Cricket, Zoe Stark.
Jiminy Cricket? What?
Her conscience.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. I didn't think of it that way, but okay.
Well, because like what EO hates everyone. Why would she be out there helping these random people? Like,
honestly, I think she did it for one reason and one reason only. She wanted to be the one to take the microphone and say, "War Games."
Yeah.
Which she got to do. So at the show, at whatever we're calling it, it's not Takeover, it's just War Games, I guess. We're gonna do Toxic Attraction. So that's three of them. And Kai, so that's Team Kai, and because it's 4-on-4 for War Games, we gotta have four women. We got Cora Jade, we've got Raquel Gonzalez, we got Io. Who's gonna be the fourth? We need a fourth, Tim. Can't be Kaylee Ray because she's a heel, right? Can't be Electra Lopez because she's a heel. Can't be Ember Moon because she's fired.
Yeah.
Well, I tried.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Can't be Tegan Knox because she's technically signed somewhere. Can't be. It could be Saray if they want to bring her back and make her dominant. That's a good way to bring her back into the fold. It's actually not a bad idea. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I think we all got so fed up with how things work that we put her. We just said Saray's going home and quitting.
Well, you know, Saray and Io are both Japanese, and we know that automatically makes people fast friends.
You're NXT. Not wrong, especially in high school. You find the foreign exchange students, you become best friends. So, there you go. I see Indy here. Indy's not a bad shout, but I think that her and Persia.
I think they've tied her up with Persia pretty, like they're really trying to get that together.
Yeah, I don't think they want to separate Indy and put her in that spot because also this is Cora Jade's match. This is her coming out party, if you will. So I can see those being the women. That's for a good 4-on-4 for the women. Now the men, I really think they're going to do 1.0, 2.0. How about you?
Yep.
So what do we got? We're going to do Ciampa, Gargano, Pete Dunne, and who?
I don't. Loomis is questionable because of this wrist injury.
Yes.
LA Knight's got his own program with Walla.
That's why when it was 5-on-5, I wanted it to be Waller and Knight on opposite sides. So let's say we got three on. I could see it being Dexter, just to do Dexter. So you do Gargano, Ciampa, Dunn, and Loomis. It's not going to be Roddy Strong. It's not going to be anyone from Diamond Mine,
no.
Because Roddy is being separated from that 1.0 thing. He is very 2.0 yep. rooted now. And they would take on Braun, Tony D, Trick, and Mello. Trick and Mello is the only reason why you would bring in Dexter, and he'd be maybe last minute in.
Yeah.
That's what I could see. Maybe Grimes, and they bring in
that's
Grimes.
That's what I was thinking. They just insert those two because they very well could.
I could see them doing Grimes and Hudson and taking out Trick instead and taking out Dexter. That would work for me. So I think we've got three of four for the men. It's just going to come down to what storyline makes the most sense at the time. Cool. That's NXT. Was there anything else that you like, dislike, or want to bring up from the show?
Nope. That's the show.
Do we have to talk about Raw?
I suppose we'll go through it.
Chat, how do we feel about Raw? Because I'll tell you, I didn't like it. There were moments I liked, and there were moments that I couldn't sit through. 3 hours just kind of happened. So,
yeah, again, it doesn't feel like much happens.
It's a lot of
like
talk.
Stuff's happening, but nothing happens. So it's like, again, it's the same small subset of wrestlers having just reconfigured matches over and over again, and it doesn't.
Yeah, like Dan's saying, I don't remember what happened on Raw. I'm looking at my notes and I'm like, I barely remember. It's passable.
Yeah, like it's not. It wasn't horrendous by any means. It just was.
you look at the ratings and it wasn't super passable. But I get what you're saying. They came out this morning and I was like, that's not a good number for them. So Big E comes out. He cuts a good promo. They're doing new stuff on Raw, by the way, talking about set design and change. They started filming Big E from different angles, which I appreciated. Started showing more of the upper deck crowd because they had it at this show. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of gave more perspective and more reverence when you shoot upward like that on the person.
Yeah. Feels you bigger because he's yeah. big. Make it's Big E bigger.
And then on top of that, they did... during Becky's promo, which we'll get to in a minute, and it was a very good promo.
Yes.
The entire solo part of her promo, they lit her differently. They did the spotlights kind of like the Dave Bautista spotlights when he was a heel, but they still lit the crowd instead of doing everything totally dark. I liked it.
Yeah.
There was some good cinematography going on for Raw this week, which I enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. I also tend to not remember anything from Raw 36 hours later. It's really bad. Earlier on socials, they were saying it was going to be Rollins and Balor.
Yeah.
And then we found out very quickly it's not going to be the case. They turned it into KO and Balor, which was an excellent match. Cannot mm-hmm. lie. Those two will always put it on. KO is doing his best work to put over everyone on his way out. January?
Maybe. I don't know.
I think it really comes down to what kind of stories he wants to tell and what kind of money is on the table
yeah.
and what kind of working dates are on the table as well. He wants to be with his family. He very much loves to be with his family.
Makes sense to me.
It does to me too. You want to be able to spend time with him. Big E calls out Roman because they're going to have a match at Survivor Series. We're going to run down the Survivor Series card on Sunday when we do our show at noon Eastern. Other than that, didn't really know what to expect other than the Usos showing up, and which they did. After Owens comes out,
message.
He's just like, Owens is like, I'm not a liar. I'm not a traitor. This is on you. This is your fault.
I'm a good boy. I'm a good boy.
I'm a good guy. I promise. I'm a nice guy. Our nice guy. There's not much I could say. It just happened. And let's move on. They made a six-man tag out of it because Sony's like, I'm well within my rights.
I'm going to do something unconventional and do the same thing we do every week.
Exactly. Big E and Riddle take on the Usos for whatever reason, and then it becomes a six-man tag real quick, and it becomes Big E and RK-Bro versus Seth Rollins and the Usos. I don't know why. I don't know where. I like Seth Rollins and the Usos make sense because they have an unspoken bond with the tribal chief. So I will take that. I will appreciate that. The shield is also a thing. Match happens. And who won? Seth Rollins.
I don't remember.
With a because rolling it doesn't, elbow.
Yeah. Seth Rollins and the Usos won. And then Big E beats up one of the Usos and says, I got the message 30 times. Because they clearly told him, go out there and say that this was a message from Roman and make sure that everyone in the audience hears it.
I agree. KO needs a Jiminy Cricket in his life.
Oh, Alexa Bliss.
Alexa. Oh, nice. Yes. Bring her back. All of her 5 foot nothing with KO.
Just sitting like on very her shoulder. Chipper.
Oh my God. I'm into it. I can't think of anything else here that I really, I mean, Belair and Tamina have a singles match again. Bianca Belair looks like a star, beats the crap out of Tamina. I love Tamina though. And that was that.
KOD she finally got Bianca. A clean win again.
Yay. Good for her.
Let the rebuilding begin.
You think she gets pinned in the Survivor Series team or is she going to be the sole survivor?
I think
or
she'll
at least
dominate.
Part of the winning team.
I think she'll be very strong in it. I don't know about sole survivor, but she will come off very strong in it. She has to.
Last time Alexa was on TV was
the failed foam. Yeah.
Was it SummerSlam?
I think that was the failed foam puck, right?
What failed foam puck?
They ripped Lily in half and then...
The Alka-Seltzer tablet.
Yeah, it didn't
That
work.
Was not SummerSlam. That was the month after that. They did the Extreme Rules.
Okay, so that was the last time.
Yeah, Extreme Rules.
When Lily was executed, which is very telling.
Rip. Actually, I just remember Doudrop is a part of this whole thing, so I assume she's going to get involved and get Bianca disqualified from the match.
Yeah,
and that's how they say Bianca.
Oh, that's yeah.
Horse shit, but that's what they're gonna do.
Again, Doudrop somehow a heel despite being named Doudrop.
Becky Lynch had a wonderful promo. Mm-hmm. Cannot say how
best
good
part of the night
was.
Promo wise, I should say.
I like that she at least brought that up. I was with Jeremy on the Fightful Gaming Twitch channel yesterday, and Jeremy famously doesn't watch Raw unless he has to. And he's like, "What is this about the Charlotte Flair promo, the uh-oh promo?" And I tried to explain it to him and he said, "Okay, I'm gonna listen to the audio right now on stream." And he puts it on, he lasts about 10 seconds and he's like, "I'm not watching this." It was that bad. I like that they had Becky reference it at least at the end, and that was it. And then it became the Liv Morgan promo. Fine, yeah, by
which again Liv Morgan comes out and that just she never has anything good to say.
What do you mean by that?
I don't care for Liv Morgan as much as I try. It's just not working for me. I just don't care for the character, her voice, the words they give her.
Fair. I mean, again,
not my cup of tea.
My expectation out of that match is hopefully similar to a lot of people's. She doesn't win, which is understandable, but she's elevated by the performance that she gives
to a serious competitor.
And that's on both of them, Becky and Liv, to have a match that complements that scenario.
I agree. That's really what needs to come of this, because right now, and like I do appreciate that they're leaning into the fact that she constantly loses as like a big part of this storyline. So it does feel funny to me that we're continuing to build Survivor Series, but almost everything is focused on whatever is after Survivor Series.
That's true. But I mean, again, they don't care about Survivor Series. They don't.
Yeah.
It's time to move on. And unfortunately, they've already set the calendar to have a Survivor Series next year.
Yeah.
So it's still there. Fans need to deject it on a massive level. Otherwise, it's going to keep coming back. And by deject, I mean reject.
Reject. Yeah, well, we reject it. Again, I think maybe we just do a random coin flip prediction on Sunday and see how well that does.
I'm so down with that. Street Profits take on Alpha Academy. I don't even want to. The match was fine. Again, these two teams are very, very good. And one thing I just want to say, and I said it on Twitter, I get that it's 4-point Otis.
That was the only reason for this match. Like, no, it was just to establish 4-point Otis, which is not worth establishing.
All I want is for him to dress up in very good clothes, very nice suits, very dapper, put on a tie, maybe wear a pocket square and an American flag on his lapel, and he can be POTUS.
Please make it POTUS. That would be so good. That's much better than whatever this is.
Presidential Otis is on the case. That's all I want.
It's just a very bad mixing of jobs there. But it's something Otis would do, so I appreciate it.
Nikki Ash comes out And for some reason, we're going to do the singles thing.
Yeah, the thing that they do to fill a solid hour of Raw once or twice a month.
There are no women's tags. So what do? The only women's tag has to have singles matches. Nikki Ash takes on Zelina Vega, Queen Zelina. And then Rhea Ripley takes on Carmella. They 50-50 it, as you mentioned in our Discord. Join the link. It's in the videos in the description. And you know what? I'm gonna give you guys a little bit of history. This is the same shit they did with Natty and Tamina versus Nikki.
Almost exactly. It's like they have a binder with this stuff and they just keep flipping through it.
Tim, hold on. Are you trying to tell me that they have a binder full of women?
Yeah, probably. Almost certainly. Someone does in WWE. It's in a drawer somewhere, probably under lock and key.
There you go. Otis for president. Tune in for that. Yeah, chat knows. Chat gets it.
Matches. Let us write for Raw.
They 50-50'd it, and then they had the match with Owens and Balor, and it was fine. And it's, again, just there's nothing to care about, so let's just keep going. Was there anything else from the show? Styles and Omos versus the Dirty Dogs.
Yeah, there were other things in the show. There was that terrible Dolph Ziggler promo about that movie, Twins, and I don't understand what that was at all.
It was the worst promo for Peacock you'll ever see in your life.
Like, yeah, that was a very bad ad, which is a shame because, like, you know, AJ cut a good promo, actually. And then the match was okay. It's good to see Omos not being, like, he's okay. Omos is okay.
Austin Theory is everywhere because they promote him for Raw Talk. He was on the bump this morning. And the final match of the night is Bobby Lashley taking on Rey Mysterio. Dominic's there too. Bobby Lashley beats the brakes off of Rey Mysterio in a good match. Again, a very good main event TV match. These two, they did a match that they would have done in 2007 on SmackDown. Like, it was good. Toyed with them. And then for some reason, Adam Pearce is standing back there and Sarah Shriver's like, hey, any thoughts going into Sunday? And Adam Pearce is like, oh God, yes, I do. And he's like, hey, Rey Mysterio, you suck. Pulling you from the match. And then he's like, I need to replace you with someone, TBD. And then out comes Austin Theory and beats the shit, hits the ATL down on Dominic. And then he's like, I like your moxie, kid. You're on the team. Former WWE champion Austin Theory has joined the Raw Survivor Series team.
Yep. Got rid of that narrative real quick. And again, I still don't know why Adam Pearce hates the Mysterios. In my mind, what I've crafted for myself is that this verbal agreement that Ray had acquired for him and his son to be on the Survivor Series team is that he blackmailed Adam Pearce or something, and now Adam Pearce is pissed about it.
What would he have blackmailed him with?
I don't know. What did you do, Adam Pearce?
Is he going to be like,
what does Mysterio have over you?
I know your son is Von Wagner.
Oh my God, that would be a shock.
Is that it? He's playing. I mean, listen, Von Wagner is now muscle for Scrap Daddy for Adam Pearce. Is this it? Is Von Wagner going to be Von Pearce?
It could be, but whatever. Yeah, whatever it is, it seems that the blackmail was stuffed because Adam Pearce felt confident enough to do the Mysterios dirty now. So he took care of it after the initial meeting. So he's fine, Ray, fine. You're on the Survivor Series team, and so is your crummy son. But now that he walked away, and he's like, okay, I'm going to handle this. And then he handled it,
It's the Mysterios versus the Pierces. Von Pierce and Adam Pierce versus Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio. And that's when Dominic finally turns on there. That's fine by me. That's when it happens. That's when the thing happens where where Dominic turns on his father. And Dominic's like, you're not my real dad. Adam Pierce is my real dad. And Ray's like, no, we've done this before. I am definitely your real dad. The only other option is a guy who's been dead for 16 years. Please, Dominic, stop this. Pierce. Von Pierce.
I don't know why he's so angry. Why is Monday night Adam Pearce such a jackass?
Because he just wants to do that. Yeah, they did. WWE is trademarking scrap metal. I get that. That's a little too on the nose for me. I think that's part of a toy deal, but we'll see. You want to talk about Dynamite?
What's happening on Dynamite? Yes, I do want to talk about Dynamite because my concerns are coming to fruition about the decision for that tournament finish.
Which tournament? The Bryan.
Two tournaments. The Daniel Bryan winning over Miro. It leads to things I don't care about, like Daniel Bryan versus Uno.
Oh, what's wrong with that? First of all, how dare you?
Why that is my concern. Because who cares?
On International Cowboy Shit Day, where Evil Uno is cowboy shit adjacent.
Is he going to come out wearing a little cowboy hat with the string? Because then it's all worth it.
Why wouldn't he? That's all I want. Little
Uno. So is Daniel Bryan just going to fight every member of the Dark Order for no good reason now on the lead up to this fight that doesn't feel necessary?
Let's do it. Have him start with Uno and then have him do maybe not Grayson, but I like it. Give me Danielson versus Silver. Let's do it.
Oh, I do want to see Danielson versus Silver. See, you know what? If they do that, I'm all in.
Danielson versus Colt Cabana, the match that nobody cared for, but they're going to get it anyway. There you go. Yeah, Uno coming out wearing the Kurt Angle cowboy hat is a perfect shot. Let's
precisely do that. What I'm asking for. Exactly that.
Who else could Daniel Bryan versus Anna Jay?
No, they're not going to do that. They've clearly decided they're not going to do. All I want, look, you know what? If we get to Bryan versus Hangman and Bryan loses because he's so tired from fighting all of the members of Dark Order because he just felt like it, fine.
That should be what the downfall of Daniel Bryan is.
His own hubris is the answer. Like, stop.
He couldn't stop fighting, and then he bit off more than he can chew because he was so exhausted from all of his fighting.
Exactly. And then how I thought would be what ended his run in this tournament, but I guess we're just going to delay that.
But then December 1st in Duluth, Georgia on Dynamite, it's Bryan Danielson versus Kyle O'Reilly.
Yeah, because sure, of course it is.
Or it's Bryan Danielson versus Bobby Fish. And then on Rampage, it's Bryan Danielson versus Kyle O'Reilly, because Kyle O'Reilly debuts in Duluth.
He's just never gonna stop, and it's fine, it's good. He's been putting in great matches. It's just
he just keeps fighting, and that's how they introduce Kevin Steen. There you go. And he yells stop, at Bryan,
stop fighting so much, that's my shtick,
you're doing my thing. And that's how it happens. So that's the Americanson Danielson Bryanson
Danielson
takes on Evil Uno. That's going to happen tonight. We also have the Acclaimed versus Dante Martin and Leo Rush. Very excited for that. It's going to be a good high-flying match. What do you think, Tim?
Very good. Did you see the Anthony Bowens tweet thing?
No. What did he do?
Someone was giving him... They were like, the Acclaimed look like a couple of guys who wouldn't buy tampons for their girlfriends.
Oh, Jesus.
And then Anthony Bowens was like, I'm gay.
I was going to say, he's like, well, you kind of got that right.
And then people reacted. He's like, oh, apparently some of y'all didn't know this. Here is the YouTube channel with my boyfriend.
Michael and Anthony answered. I love this. He literally just replies, I'm gay.
It's such a good, just shut up, dorks.
Oh, that's so funny. We got emergency alerts going off on our phones right now. Oh, it's a test.
Missing children.
It's a test. Okay. Dante Martin will be told something as he goes through the ring. I'm sure he's going to be told something like, I don't know, your pet fish is about to die if you don't win this match.
your pet fish is on life support.
Exactly.
Terrible use of resources.
TK has a lot of money. He just wants to make sure that he gets the best out of his competitors.
A deep love of fish, or
that's right,
hatred of fish, one or the other.
Exactly. We all love Bobby Fish. The big match, the tag match that a lot of people are excited for if you're a fan of Japanese wrestling, it's going to be Chaos members Tomohiro Ishii and Orange Cassidy taking on Butcher and Blade from the Hardy Family Office. Tim, we are one step closer to the 10-person Chaos HFO tag. Come on. Okada in a 10-man tag in Dynamite.
Does Ishii wear underpants and knee pads and boots?
No, he's a stone pit bull. He comes out wearing MMA shorts and shooter boots. And if you haven't seen Ishii, you should probably go and watch.
I have not. See, I don't. I can't. There's too much. And the only New Japan wrestlers I've ever seen where the same thing over and over and over again. And it's hard for me to tell who's who.
Well, all right then. You have to go and watch something, or at least see clips of Ishii. He's very, very fun, very like MMA style performer. Good time.
See, I like that. This is what I dig about AEW. I can get introduced to all these people who are legit famous, and I just don't. I can't consume all of this content.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
And then DJ puts Discord. Yeah, exactly. This is great.
Yeah, in the Discord, you'll find some Ishii matches. Why is Matt Hardy still in existence? He should be retired from wrestling. Buddy, I can tell you, Matt Hardy is very much still good for wrestling.
He has a lot of mouths to feed, sir.
Like, yeah.
And he needs to bring in that money.
Some of the things that I heard that he's planning or trying to do right now are going to benefit wrestling in big ways. Stay tuned. Regardless, Matt Hardy absolutely needs to stay in wrestling. He's great for AEW. He makes the most out of every situation he's put in. You put him in the front row ringside and he'll take selfie videos and get hits off of them.
Yeah, it was good.
Very good stuff. Matt Hardy is great for wrestling. That's all I can say. Love that guy. Didn't always, but nowadays, I like him a lot. So that's going to be the tag. Cassidy, Ishii versus Butcher and Blade, and I'm sure that the Brass Knucks will come into play. I'm sure that Matt Hardy will come into play. I'm sure we'll set up the 10-man tag, and then Okada will also join the fray, and that'll be that.
Love it.
Sounds yeah, exciting. I'm a big fan. For the TBS title tournament, we have some action.
It continues.
Nyla Rose takes on Hikaru Shida. Shida beat Rose at the buy-in. Is this going to 50-50 their way through it?
I don't know. Again, I think I really hope that this tournament is being used to build back Shida. Like, I think that's a better move here. So,
do you build Shida all the way to the final to lose to Jade Cargill?
Like, I think that would also be okay if that's what they decide to do. But yeah,
as long
I think
it's not a squash?
As long as it's not a squash. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, if she gets squashed by Jade, that's it. I don't even know why. That would be so horrendous to her, considering like they put the title on her during like a very trying time. So, I don't think they'll do that. I think it'll be fine. Nyla doesn't lose much here from losing, just because, I mean, she's imposing. So, like, she can stay strong.
And they haven't really done much with Nyla Rose since she competed for the tag for the AEW Women's Championship last. She's just kind of been around. So I'm fine with it. I would love to see
just win. Been around, participating in difficult to hear segments on BTE.
Yes. Oh, I hate those segments.
They're so quiet. Just why is the audio so different?
The Ryzen segments were not my favorite. But anyway, let's move on. For the TNT title, it's going to be
the champion. Sammy Guevara.
Thank you. Taking on newcomer Jay Lethal. I'm sure the match will be fine. Sammy Guevara hopefully gets the win. And maybe we'll never hear from Jay Lethal again.
I'll get to find out who Jay Lethal is.
You're better off not knowing, my friend.
Too late.
It is national, but really international, because again, we speak for the nation,
the internations.
Cowboy Shit Day, and we have a celebration with new AEW champion Hangman Adam Page. The report came out that Kenny Omega is a little more banged up than expected, that he might be out for a little bit of time. What do we do with Kenny? First of all, Kenny has a match supposedly in a few weeks for AAA, where he should be dropping that title.
Yeah.
But, like, what do you do with Kenny? How long can you keep him out? How long should he be out? And when he comes back, who does he go up against? What do we do? Tim, what would you like to see?
That's a good question. I think he could take a while away, probably like 6 months or more even. And I think that would be okay for him. I don't know what he wants or like where he is in his life. I don't pay attention to any of that crap. But like, yeah, he can step away for a while. AEW's roster is so flush right now. I think it's to the benefit of everyone if someone like Kenny Omega steps away for a little bit. He did a lot of work in the first like four formative years of this company. So I think he's gotten the cachet to step away for quite some time if he wants to. And he can come back with a totally... like totally revisited personality. He'll come back to like huge, a huge pop. So
yeah, I see, maybe February 8th, the minimum from Mod Dan. I see Drew talking about giving a year off because he deserves it. I don't know about a year. You definitely got to come back and be a part of the program. Otherwise, unless everything around you is happening and he's doing like the show is doing great without him, I don't think he needs to be back until.
And that's I'm just comparing it to like Triple H when he blew out his quads those couple of times. Like, he's at that level in this company. I think he could step away for 9 months and he'd come back and be okay. Like, I think it'd be, you know, he'd come back to huge pops. So, yeah, I don't know. He can take the time if he needs it. It's just, I don't know if he wants to. And, with, you know, it'd be a voluntary thing. So
I'm excited also to see what they do with CM Punk after he kind of got a little, you know, a little heavy. Excited to see what they do with Punk. Is he going to start his gradual turn? What do you expect?
I'm curious what they're going to do with Punk because I don't know what they're doing with it right now.
Oh, I like this from Mod Mike going back to Kenny. Step away for a few months, face Paige at Double or Nothing. That's in May. Have Paige win again, and then Paige drops the title to MJF at All Out. Well, unfortunately, Hangman is going to drop the title tonight to MJF in his home state. That's what we're doing today.
So I'm sorry. I'd be fine with it. It'd be funny. And then MJF, but like, I don't know. It feels weird to give. It feels very weird to give Paige like such a short run, even with the Kenny conception there with MJF taking it all out. I don't know.
I think the only way that they do a short run with Paige is if they screw him hard in storyline out of that title. That's the best way you can do it.
Yeah, which, you know, could be tonight.
Yes, that's right. When MJF takes him for a ride. And by the way, the ride that you want to take with us includes hitting that thumbs up, leaving us a comment here in the video after the fact. And why, if you're here, subscribe to the channel. Guess what? We're here twice a week. At least we do shows Wednesdays and Sundays at noon Eastern here at timandjoelpod.com. Let's go to the exits, Tim. Where can they find you on the internet?
Oh, the mysterious they can find me at TimStonep, TimStonep on Twitter, Instagram.
I told you where to find the show. I am at Joel Pearl, JoelPearl. If you're watching us live right now, I'm going to hop over to twitch.tv/FightfulGaming. Jeremy Lambert's playing some pretty cool wrestling game, and I want to get in on that. And until then, we'll see you on Sunday for Survivor Series, where we flip the coin and make a deal. Ladies and gentlemen, friends beyond the binary, we'll see you on Sunday. Have a good one.